When I lived in Tillamook, I, you know, if you've ever lived in a small town, there, it's a long way to the store, so I started getting a lot of catalogs, and that's where I did most of my Christmas shopping. And I still get tons of catalogs, and I don't use them anymore. And I was kind of taking a catalog survey this year and noticing some of the advertisements for Christmas. They're very interesting. You may remember, a few of you, that 2 years ago I had laryngitis. I'm very glad to be able to talk. Praise the Lord. You never know what you got till it's gone. But I had a catalog I was going to bring that year, and I used it last year, and it was a catalog called Shop for Joy by a manufacturer that went out of business. So if you want to shop for joy in that catalog, good luck, you know. I thought that was funny at the time because you really can't buy joy in a catalog, and if you do find some sort of joy in a purchased thing, it does not last. We all know that, and yet we keep trying to find that perfect thing. And Christ wants to fill that, as we know. Well, I was looking at some of the other catalogs, and they were kind of interesting. One of the ones that caught my attention was Pier 1 sent one to me, and it said, make the magic. What magic? The magic of Christmas. I guess when you buy something, you'll find magic in Christmas. But that magic dust goes away right when the payments come due, you know? You know how that is? You know, a year ago, some of you probably bought a flat-screen TV, and it was magical to turn that on and see that all that big tube's gone from your living room. But is it still magical after a year? Maybe not. I love getting a new gizmo, but it doesn't last. When I go on vacation, I always rent a new car so that it gets it out of my system. And after a week, I was happy to go back to the old one, you know. Another catalog that I also got was, was it Eddie Bauer? I can't remember the catalog. It said, We Believe. That was the title of the catalog, We Believe. We believe what? We believe. We believe, well, we say that at Mass every Sunday, don't we? We believe in one God. We believe that you're going to come and shop with us. That's what it meant. We believe. That they're looking for religious faith, but not able to go there because you can't buy faith. Maybe it's, there are two Christmases, you know. There's the secular one, and then there's the religious one. And it's possible to celebrate our national holiday and not bring up Christ at all. And you know what? That's the way it has to be because you can't find Christ in the stores. They're not selling Christ. They want to appeal to our religious sense, but they can't talk about it. The closest one I've seen was, I noticed JCPenney has an ad that said, the joy of giving. Well, at least that's a biblical phrase. You know, they may not have meant it that way, but St. Paul quotes Christ as saying, it is better to give than to receive. When we're younger, we look for what we can get. When we get older, we find joy in what we give. Isn't that true? That's called maturity, and Christ knew what he was talking about. Macy's, I got a bag at Macy's too, and it said, a million reasons to believe. Believe what? Maybe a million things you can buy in there, and I suppose it means believe in Santa Claus, or maybe it means believe in shopping, where the national pastime. Well, I wanted to, all of that is just an introduction. I have a little parable for you tonight, and to do that, we have to go to the store. All of you have been to the store. This last month, there was a big department store that was having a huge sale. It was the day after Thanksgiving, and people got up at 3 in the morning to go stake out a space so they could be the first ones into the store. And the employees worked very long and hard to get all the tags correct as to what was on sale and what the prices were. But during the night, after everyone went home, someone snuck in and changed a lot of the price tags around so that the inexpensive things had higher prices and the valuable things went very cheaply. And that's the key to that. When people came in, they didn't know what was valuable and what was inexpensive, what was really a good deal and what wasn't. And some of the best price, the best merchandise had the wrong price on it. And the thing is that we are all of those people. We don't always know what's really valuable in our lives. because this world puts the wrong price tags on things. They tell us you can find happiness and joy in what you buy, and we all know that it doesn't last. We're all looking for something more. That's why we're here tonight, because you can't get this in a department store. You can buy Jesus in a department store, this Jesus, although I've never seen it for sale. But for him to enter our hearts, that's something else again. So we have to go with Mary and Joseph in this gospel. You know, it's interesting. Tomorrow's gospel will already go beyond Christmas, so this is the night when we hear that gospel. And I always find it interesting because Mary had a vision of the Archangel Gabriel, and you imagine all the gold, you know, and the wonder of heaven opening up in front of Mary, this 16-year-old girl, and she says yes to God in that moment of glory. She herself, a very poor girl, had no idea she was going to be chosen for such an exalted vocation to bear the mother of God, to be the mother of God and bear the Savior of the world. Joseph at first wanted to divorce Mary, and then he too had an angel in a dream. And so their life began in a beautiful way, and it ends tonight in a cave. Not quite what they might have expected when they began the journey. And so Mary and Joseph are en route to Bethlehem. There's a census going on. They're traveling. Mary is 9 months pregnant. She's riding on a donkey or something. Can you imagine riding side saddle, 9 months pregnant? I can only imagine this. Couldn't have been very comfortable. And there were all kinds of other people on the road traveling. After all, it was Christmas. I knew you'd get that eventually. I like that. And they get to Bethlehem. You get the impression there's one inn in town, but you know there were all kinds of people descending on Bethlehem. People opened their homes and let it out rooms and made some money. And Mary and Joseph first went to the inn, and they opened the doors. They said, "No, we're full. Do you have a reservation? Do you have a reservation?" And they said, "No." "Didn't you phone ahead?" I guess they didn't say that. "We don't have any room for you. Try next door. They may have some room." So they open the door. They go next door. The people next door, they look out. They say, "Oy vey, these people don't have any money. Let's wait for someone else." They could tell how poor these people were. They knew that there was more money to be had if they waited. So they turned away for that reason, perhaps. Went to another door. No answer. They looked out and didn't even open the door. Another one recognized Joseph's accent. "Oh, you're not from around here, are you? We can tell by your accent. Remember, Peter had a Galilean. You could tell it. We don't take your kind here. This is only for local people." They knew that Mary and Joseph would never be back. They wanted to build loyalty for people that they'd see again. And so finally, somebody took pity on them and gave them a cave. There are lots of caves in Bethlehem. And that was a good place for her to have privacy that she needed, because she suddenly found she was about to give birth. And I'm sure it never dawned on her when she said yes that she would end up in a cave. But that's where our Savior chose to be born. And so if those people knew who they were turning away, they would have turned themselves out of the house to put him in. But they didn't know, and neither do we, because we've got the wrong price tag on the wrong item. Christ had a very cheap price tag. He didn't look valuable to them, and he doesn't look valuable to many people today. So I just imagined, you know, Bethlehem means house of bread. That's what that means. That's Bethlehem, house of bread. Jesus appears in the Eucharist, the bread of life, but he doesn't look valuable. It doesn't look like God, but it is. Jesus approaches us many times in our lives. We often do not recognize him. I imagined him knocking on doors and finding different answers. We look out the window and we see someone coming. Jesus is knocking on the door. It's Christmas Eve. One door did not open because there was so much noise and partying going on that they didn't even hear the door open. Too much media, too much noise, never any silence, no time. Jesus went on, could not get an answer. He tried. The next house, they were too busy. Oh my God, who's that now? We have only another half hour and all the relatives will be here. We can't answer the door. We don't know what they want. They might need something. I don't have any time. You'd better come back later, Jesus. But there never is any time. And so he goes on. He didn't look valuable to them either. He knocks on another door. There's no room for you. We have a full life. We have everything we need. We have television. That's what we adore. Sorry. We don't need you. And Jesus goes on. I think that our Lord is knocking on a lot of hearts. He does it at various times in our lives. But we have to find the truly valuable things. I always think at Christmas Eve, you know, I was raised by my grandparents. My grandfather was born on Christmas Day. I've mentioned that before. And as I was looking tonight at some pictures of Christmases past, and I always have the same reaction. Look at all those presents under the tree. And most of them were for me, too. But you know what? I don't remember a single package that was under there except for the accordion, which nobody's forgotten, and I was very glad that they returned it about 8 months after I got it. You know, I had an accordion once. I remember that gift. But what's really valuable were the people, especially the ones that aren't here anymore. I sure didn't recognize it at the time, but don't we all know that now? What's valuable in my life is my health. I didn't appreciate my voice so much as when I lost it. Praise the Lord. It's good to be with you tonight. 2 years ago, I sat over in the house and watched someone else do Mass here. Our health, our family, and our faith. What else is there? Everything else passes away. So our Lord will not come as a great king. He is a great king. He's not going to come dressed like this. He'll come as a poor beggar. He'll show up at the Christmas dinner tomorrow in one of the faces we will be serving. He will show up in some of the people that you might have done a kindness for in your rushing around this month. He was present in someone you bought a little bear for, perhaps, or one of the soccer balls that we were asking for. You made a donation for the food bank or the dinners. You were kind and held a door for someone. You gave way in traffic to someone when someone was rushing. You listened to a relative who was going on and on with their story, and you had too much to do. All of these were Christ in disguise. They look like beggars, but they're actually come to give us great wealth in our lives. If only we could recognize the time of our visitation. There's so much to learn from Bethlehem and from Jesus as a baby. This is the way he comes in our lives. We have to have a moment of silence each day, someplace where we pray, so that we can begin to recognize him when he speaks to us. Otherwise, we're going to be like the people who have no room in the inn because we're too full of unimportant things, and our lives will not allow Jesus to come in, and we've only got so much time. And tonight is one of those moments when Christ is knocking on your heart and mine. So if you are, I don't know if you've opened your presents yet, or not. If it were my family, we would have done it already. But if you have not, and you look under the tree, and you find that what you're looking for is not there, look for Jesus, and you will find him there. But be careful, because he will have the wrong price tag on his head.